So on Friday, we often break away from the news. This Friday in particular, the last in 2012, we want to bring you our conversation with the great American songwriter Jimmy Webb. The only artist to ever receive Grammy Awards for music, lyrics, and orchestration, he's become something of a ventriloquist. Other performers open their mouths, his music pours out.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising.
Our dreams of endless summer were just too grandiose. Adios. This morning I don't feel like driving in ye nails. You can have the flow.
But more recently, Jimmy Webb has been singing his own songs.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side.
Jimmy Webb's most recent CD, 2010's Just Across the River. It featured duets with Jackson Brown, Billy Joel, Linda Ronstadt, and on this song, The Highwayman, Mark Knopfler. We spoke with Jimmy Webb when it came out and pointed out it was his first since 1996.
Oh my God, 1996.
No.
Well, I'm ossifying.
Well, you know, let's start there, shall we? And I mean, we're going to listen to this great new music, but let's go back first, because I want to make a personal observation, as you know, over, well, right around then, in the late 90s, a local promoter here, Freddie Taylor, heard you'd sort of come out of semi-retirement with this new CD. You were singing. He brought you to his jazz club, Scullers, here in Boston. People in the know were flipping out, you know, the Jimmy Webb singing what are arguably some of the great American songs. And one couldn't help but observe, though, that, you know, especially by the second show, you didn't seem that happy and you didn't seem as comfortable as you feel now on this new CD. What's going on?
It was somewhere around then that I decided to stop drinking for good. I have to admit that the first time I went on stage without a drink, that it was a little bit like jumping off of a cliff, because I had never done it before.
Never.
I remember when I thought I was having trouble was that I had walked into the Wings one night to talk to my manager, Robin Siegel, and I said, wow, I said, show's going pretty good, huh? And the crowd was like up on their feet. And she said, yeah, it's a good show. And I said, how was Wichita Lineman? She said, real good. She said, both times.
Well, in fact, on one of your songs on the new CD, the main character, speaking from experience, warns against drinking away your sorrows. This is It Won't Bring Her Back. Let's just listen to a little of Jimmy Webb.
What you doing sitting here with closing time so near? Looks like you need a friend, so I will volunteer. Looks like you're in a world of trouble. Only one thing it could be. You gotta get a grip on it, mister. This is not the remedy. And it won't bring her back. And it won't stop the pain. And it won't make you feel any better soon. You keep a drinking that old jack.
And Jimmy Webb, you say the producer, Fred Molin, took you back to where he felt your voice belonged, which was where? Sitting around the kitchen table in Oklahoma?
Pretty much. He said, I want you to go back to your father playing his silver-tone guitar and singing Red Sails in the Sunset, which was one of my dad's favorite tunes. Mm-hmm. We cut 13 tracks in 2 days, and it was one of the most wonderful things that I've ever been involved in.
Put the top down on this old Mustang. We'll buy us a bottle of wine. Head down south to see the old game. I wanna see some friends of mine.
wanna see some friends of mine, good loving people whose hearts are kind. Find that little town that's in the back of my mind. Oh, Oklahoma nights, I will never forget you. Oh, Oklahoma, wind comes sweeping through the sky full of lights.
So Fred Mullen took you back to sort of the Oklahoma kitchen table, and you've got songs like Oklahoma Nights with Vince Gill. You write in the liner notes that the first time you heard him sing, you thought, well, if beauty could kill, then this would be a lethal dose.
Yes.
Even the liner notes sing. What does it mean in your music that you're from, you grew up in Oklahoma?
It's growing up on the land and growing up with a breed of individual who's proud, quick to give themselves to somebody else, and really, really pissed off and hurt when it doesn't work out. When you say Oklahoma, it's easy to dismiss as a backward sort of a place, but it's absolutely not. It's the opposite of that.
But it also is a place of space, and space shows up in some of your songs. I've got to talk about Wichita Lineman.
Great space. It's almost like being on the ocean.
Well, and you hear that in Wichita Lineman. I've heard musicians like Pat Metheny, who recorded your Moon is a Harsh Mistress, say Wichita Lineman's one of the best American songs ever written. But then the other day, I heard someone say, and I just don't get it. And it occurred to me that this space and then this loneliness you were describing was before cell phones, before our underground cable.
Yeah.
What were you trying to describe in that song?
I saw the guy up on top of a telephone pole out in the panhandle of Oklahoma. And then I just watched him disappear into that vastness. It was a piece of film that just went into my memory bank.
Well, it seems, too, that even if you've never plugged a handheld old-fashioned phone into a telephone wire on a pole, it could as easily be about a cowboy out on the range, you know.
It's a cowboy song. He's a modern-day cowboy.
I am the lineman for the county, and I drive the main road, searching in the sun for another overload. I hear you singing in the wires, I can hear you through the wire. And the Wichita lineman is still on the line. I know I need a small vacation, but it don't look like rain.
Billy Joel and Jimmy Webb. More in a minute, here and now.
If it snows that stretch down south.
Welcome back to our conversation with the great American songwriter Jimmy Webb. His 2010 CD, Just Across the River, featured duets with just some of the artists who love his work. Of course, that includes Glenn Campbell, who recorded so many Webb songs. But Jimmy Webb told us that his producer, Fred Mullen, realized that Webb and Campbell never recorded together until that new CD.
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note that I left hanging on her. And she'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. 'Cause I've left that girl so many times before. By
By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working.
Jimmy Webb and Glenn Campbell on By the Time I Get to Phoenix from the 2010 CD Just Across the River. Glenn Campbell just wrapped up what he called his farewell tour. He's receding into Alzheimer's. We'll link you to our conversation with him at hereandnow.org. As we continue our 2010 conversation with Jimmy Webb, one of the many Jimmy Webb songs that Glenn Campbell recorded was Galveston, but on the CD Across the River, Lucinda Williams sings that with Jimmy, a woman's voice. We asked Jimmy why he did that.
I think that Galveston was really always waiting for this interpretation. It was there right in front of me, but somehow or other I never saw it. When the album was in the planning stages, it just suddenly dawned on me that this is a two-character play. There's a guy far away from home. He cleans his gun. He dreams of Galveston. He dreams of this girl. But we don't ever hear from the girl. And it's a very simple twist of the, you change a couple of words and you have a part for the girls. You know, I still see him standing by the water. She sings with such passion, and you believe her. I mean, you believe that she's like a broken plate because, you know, this guy's missing from her life. So to me, it's like the song always had that hidden potential to be this great wrenching duet between a man and a woman.
Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea winds blowing. I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston.
Galveston, oh Galveston, does he hear the sea waves crashing? Does he see cannons flashing? And clean his gun and dream of Galveston.
Well, we're going to close with one of your biggest supporters, Linda Ronstadt. Beautifully recorded so many of your songs, and on the new CD, she and you together sing All I Know, which was originally a hit for Art Garfunkel. Just quick thoughts on Linda.
Linda is, she's my sis, you know, and we've gone through ups and downs, I would say, as brother and sister in our lives, but our musical feeling for one another has always been strong, and the affection that I have for her is really as though she was a member of my family. So when I saw her announcing her retirement, it was just like a tragedy. It just rained all day. It rained, you know, and then it rained all night, you know, and then I got up and it was still raining because I can't come to terms with the idea that Linda is really going to stop singing. So I told Freddie said, you know, we need to get Linda out of retirement. I said, Freddie, I don't even start with you on that because she doesn't feel right about singing, and I'm not going to ask her, so that's out. And he said, well, what do you think if I send her the track? And I said, if you send her the track with no comment whatsoever, I said, I won't complain. And a couple of days later, she emailed him and said, well, damn it, I have to try it. She went into the studio, and I think she turned in one of the most delicate, absolutely poignant, moving, I would say a high point in Linda's performing.
The ending always comes at last. Endings always come too fast. They come too fast, but they pass so slow. I love you, and
that's all. It's all I know. It's all I know. It's all I know.
Jimmy Webb and Linda Ronstadt singing his song All I Know from his CD Just Across the River. We spoke to Jimmy in 2010 when it first came out. Back to the latest news in 1 minute, here and now.